From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Berlin, the Party of Democratic Socialism, the successor to East Germany's Communist Party, is poised to enter city government. Berlin's Social Democratic mayor invited the former communists into a coalition today. If the deal holds up, it will be the first time the former communists are back running city affairs since German reunification. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Amateur pundit Rudiger Velling, a Berlin taxi driver by day, has now seen it all. Berlin's new mayor is gay, and the soon-to-be deputy mayor was an East German Communist Party operative.
It's another shock, you know. First this kind of homosexual, heterosexual thing, and then suddenly also this kind of leftist, which is new, you know.
Add to that mix the fact that that leftist, Gregor Gysi, is also a Jew, the first to hold such a senior post in Berlin in 70 years. And according to political scientist Peter Lüscher of Göttingen University, Gysi's Party of Democratic Socialists is still filled with the party's old guard.
80 to 85% of the members are the old cadre from the Communist Party.
Berlin's new mayor, Klaus Wowereit, found himself in a bind this past week when his intended coalition partners, the Greens and the Free Democrats, couldn't agree on how to structure the new government. So Wowereit only had one place to go.
There's no one else left that he can build a coalition with.
Susanna Lenz covers Berlin politics for the local daily Berliner Zeitung. She points out that one out of two voters in the eastern half of the city supported the former communists in the October local election. Mayor Wowereit always wanted to include them in his coalition, but there was pressure not to do it. Pressure from above, she says.
Only because Chancellor Schröder said that he preferred the coalition with the Greens and the Liberals, that he tried this option first.
Chancellor Schröder's worried that if his Berlin party branch includes the former communists in their coalition, it'll hurt him in next year's national elections. But speaking to reporters today, Mayor Wowereit didn't seem to share the Chancellor's concerns. The decision on who to include in Berlin's government is going to be made at a local level by local members of the Social Democratic Party, Wowereit said. It's not going to be determined by national party leaders. Wowereit's likely deputy mayor, Gregor Gysi, was also ambushed by local journalists today. Not everyone's going to be happy, he said, but we can deal with that later. Indeed, Mayor Wowereit will have to deal with it. In a recent public opinion poll here, only 17% of Berlin voters said they wanted to see the former communists back in office. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.